Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, March 19th, 2019. I'm Sarah Lane. Apple updated its iMac lineup with up to a 3.2 GHz 6-core 8th Gen Core i7 from Intel with Turbo Boost and up to a 4.6 GHz for the 21.5-inch 4K iMac. For the 27-inch 5K iMac, up to a 3.6 GHz 8-core 9th Gen Core i9 with Turbo Boost and up to 5.0 GHz. Apple says the new 21.5-inch iMac models deliver up to 60% faster performance than previous gens, and that the new 27-inch iMac models deliver up to 2.4 times faster performance. Radeon Pro Vega graphics options are now available across the new iMac lineup, including the Vega 20 for the 21.5-inch iMac and the Vega 48 for the 27-inch. The updated lineup offers up to 64 gigabytes of faster 2,666 megahertz of DDR4 memory and up to 2 terabytes of SSD storage, and the base model offers 32 gigabytes of memory and 1 terabyte of storage for the first time. Speaking at a press event Monday in Los Angeles, Netflix CEO Reed Hastings said that the company will not be working with Apple when it launches its new video plans. Hastings said also that Netflix isn't really a tech company, but a media company, like Disney. Hastings said that Netflix spends $1.2 billion per year on technology, but around $10 billion on video programming. So, quote, we're really mostly a content company powered by tech. Instagram announced in a blog post that it's launching a beta shopping program with over 20 beauty and fashion brands already signed up. The test allows a user to tap the View the Product button and then Check Out on Instagram button rather than getting bounced out to a commerce site. The feature will be rolled out over the course of the next few weeks to mobile users in the U.S. and will feature products from Adidas, Kylie Cosmetics, and Nike, among others. NVIDIA announced a $99 AI computer called the Jetson Nano. This is the latest in NVIDIA's line of Jetson embedded computing boards, which powers robots and other AI-powered devices for tasks like object recognition and autonomous navigation without relying on cloud processing power. This is known as edge computing, with data being processed from cameras and microphones, not leaving the device. Former Jetson boards have been used to power devices ranging from shelf-scanning robots made for Lowe's to Skydio's autonomous drones. NVIDIA is also launching a developer kit of the Nano targeting embedded designers, researchers, and DIY makers for $99, and production-ready modules for commercial companies for $129 for a minimum of 1,000 modules. Intel announced it's partnered with subcontractor Cray to build the first supercomputer with one exaflop of performance. That's equivalent to one quintillion floating point computations, or flops per second, where a flop equals two 15-digit numbers multiplied together. This is for the Department of Energy's Argonne National Laboratory in Chicago. Intel expects delivery by 2021 and says that the system, dubbed Aurora, will cost $500 million to dramatically advance scientific research and discovery. Intel previously said it would deploy a 180 petaflop supercomputer at Argonne back in 2018, architected on its third-gen Knights Hill Xeon Phi processors, but canceled that project after China revealed it intended to build an exascale system by 2020. The Australian Broadcasting Corporation reports a former Uber employee that says Uber used a secret spyware program called SurfCam to steal drivers from Australian competitor GoCatch. SurfCam was reportedly developed in Uber's Australia head office in Sydney in 2015 and is said to have allowed Uber Australia to see in real time all of the competition cars online and scrape data such as driver's name and car registration, allowing Uber to directly approach those go-catch drivers and try to convince them to work for Uber. SurfCam's use in Singapore against competitor Grab was first reported by Bloomberg back in 2017. Mozilla released version 66 of its Firefox browser, which features auto-blocking of auto-playing audio and video. Firefox can determine if a video is playing with the audio muted and will still play that video, but will mute videos that auto-play with audio on. If you want to play a video on a site that Firefox has blocked, you just click the play button, and you can also whitelist sites with auto-playing and unmuted videos as well. Firefox is also introducing scroll anchoring that keeps your place from jumping around due to slow loading ads, ability to search within multiple tabs, better search and private browsing mode, improved and clear security warnings, and web authentication support for Windows Hello. And finally, Angry Birds Isle of Pigs, the game's AR version, is headed to iOS. The game was developed by Swedish company Resolution Games and is available for pre-order starting today. It will be free to play with in-game purchases, though the company tells TechCrunch it hasn't locked down a business model just yet. Angry Birds VR Isle of Pigs became available on Steam for the HTC Vive and Oculus Rift last month. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find the show notes for this episode and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thank you for listening. Talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.